タク初心者ポッドキャスト。
Welcome all otakus, weebs, and everything in between. This is the Otaku Noobs Podcast, and I'm your host, Laura Rezga. On our very last Halloween bonus episode, I will be covering a Junji Ito story. But first, a little information. Since today is Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, it's time when family and friends remember their late loved ones, and according to tradition, we reunite with them. The celebration typically takes place November 1st and 2nd. This holiday is supposed to celebrate and honor the dead with festivities filled with color, music, and food. This holiday it originated from Mexico and widely observed in Mexico, but the holiday has since spread throughout Latin America and the United States, especially here in Los Angeles, where I'm from. Like I had mentioned, this holiday celebrates by honoring and keeping the memory alive of your loved ones who have passed. It is a very deep and meaningful holiday for a lot of people. What better way to celebrate than this Junji Ito story? All right, everyone, our last spooky story of the season. Get ready, turn off your lights, and turn on those candles on the ofrenda. It's time to get scary. Riko regularly has nightmares about her beloved father dying when she marries the wealthy Makoto Tokura against his family's wishes, and continues to have nightmares about his death. Makoto's entire family lives together, including his great-grandparents. One day, Riko sees of what she thinks is a ghost of a very elderly person. Makoto claims that he has many elderly relatives living in his house. But all of them, including his great-grandparents, have begun to disappear. After all, they are just after images. The following day, Makoto's grandfather dies. After the mourners leave, Makoto's father leads the family in a ritual to concentrate on the thought of the dead person reappearing. And everyone does so. Shortly afterwards, Grandpa returns, even though he was just cremated. Makoto later tells Riko that his family has always done this, and that the dead people are after images, illusions formed from the memories of the living. They linger for only 20 years or so, before vanishing forever. But this is usually enough time for the family's grief to be soothed. In desperation, Riko asks Motoko if they will be able to help her make an after image of her father when he dies. Motoko explains that the after images come from the memories of many people, so he would need the support of his whole family. His parents refuse, and Riko runs sobbing from the room. Makoto's sister, Tomoka, seems to be the only family member who cares about Riko. She tries to confront her, but Riko's hand passes right through Tomoka's face. Makoto later admits that Tomoka is an afterimage. She has already begun to fade, even though she had just died 10 years ago. Tomoka remains unaware that she is no longer alive, even though she fades more and more every day. 10 years pass, and the after images of Motoko's older relatives begin to disappear. Whenever there's a new death in the family, Riko takes part in the ritual to create the after image. Even though she tries hard to please Makoto's parents, they never accept her. Riko eventually discovers that her husband, Makoto, is having an affair with a colleague. Motoko tells Riko that he's planning on marrying his new girlfriend. She refuses to give him a divorce. Motoko says that he won't need one and admits that on the day before their wedding, Riko was hit by a car. Makoto begged his family, with the exception of his parents, took pity on him and agreed to create an after image of his bride. With these new revelations, Riko decides everything that has happened is her fault as much as it is Motoko's, and that she should have paid more attention to her father than to her husband. She says goodbye to Tomoka and returns home to her beloved father, wondering which of them will be the first to leave this world. Thank you so much to everyone for listening to this week's bonus episode, and thank you for those who have joined us for spooky season. I hope you stay around for True Crime November, and we'll be back next week with an all-new episode. Until then, take care. Hasta luego. Muchas gracias por estar aquí. Regresamos la semana que viene. Hasta luego. Bye.